Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Keep saying it. Can't stop. Man, oh, man, oh, man. What a journey it has been. I thank God for every single step of the way. I learned to thank him for the bad times, too, because it taught me something. All the bad times, all the failures, they became valuable experiences in my life. Every time I failed, I learned a little bit more about getting up. Every time I was told no, it moved me one step closer to yes. It made me stronger. It toughened my skin. It made me learn how to deal with haters. It made me learn how to deal with people who don't have your best interests at heart. Man, ain't y'all all out there feeling me on this one right here. It teaches you who is who in your life. It shows you who you can depend on and who you can't. And at the end of the day, what has taught me most of all my hardships in my life, and it's really about me and God. That is the one factor that has been never changed in my life. God has always been the same for me and for you and for all of us. His word is true. It don't waver. It don't shake. You can shape it, readjust it if you want to. It is really the way it's written. It really is. You have your version of it if you want to, but if you just read it the way it is, it's real clear. Ain't no loopholes in it. Every time you jump through a loophole, there's something over there written that counters that. So here's what I want to get to today. Listen to me. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Listen to me close. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. If you hear me clearly, I'm really finna show you something this morning. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Steve, what you talking about? See, here's what's wrong with a lot of people. Here's what's stopping so many people. You keep looking. We keep looking for others to save us. We keep looking for someone else to rescue us. We always looking for some group of people or somebody to accept us. We keep looking for someone else's approval. We always looking for some group or somebody to deliver us. Somebody, some group of people to give us credibility. Somebody or some group of people who says we matter. We spend so much time right there. And when the Calvary don't come over the hill, when there ain't no saving and ain't no deliverance and you don't get accepted and don't nobody really come to save you and don't nobody vouching for you and giving you credibility, it throw you into something. Now you into this little state of, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, you got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. You want to know what the real deal is, y'all? It's you and God. And it's the God in you. Man, I wish I could explain this right to you today. I want you to feel me on this right here. When you shake everything out the way, get rid of all your expectations of people. The relationship you thought was going to last forever that didn't make it. The child that you wanted to be this that turned out to be that. Your friend you thought was your friend that stabbed you in the back. You found out they wasn't. The job you thought was going to keep you and you'd retire on, they done closed down, gave you a pink slip. All of this, man, the promise that somebody told you they was going to loan you this money, and on loan day, they say they ain't got it. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This money you thought was going to come through on this check, the check ain't there. Oh, man, how many disappointments in life can you get? You thought you had enough credit hours to graduate. You found out 2 weeks before you didn't, you can't graduate. Oh, listen, man, what's going to happen? Man, look at the disappointment in my life right now. But let me explain something to you. When you get rid of all of that, guess what you really got? You got God. That's the whole enchilada, baby. That's the ball of wax. That's the monkeys in the barrel. That's the bag of chips. Listen to me. If you got God, do you understand that that's sufficient? That's all you need? Can you feel me now? You and God, and the God in you is really what you need. Stop looking for all these outside sources for approval, to gain acceptance, to get credibility, somebody to save you, the Calvary coming over the hill. Why won't they recognize me? Why won't they give me closure? Why they fire me? Why they foreclosing on my house? Don't they know I'm laid off? When you get through with all of that whining, it's going to come down to you and God and the God in you. If God created man in his own image, God is a part of you. There is a piece of you that's godly. I don't care who you are. I don't care what mistake you made. The murderer that's sitting in jail today because of a moment in his life that he's now paying for has God in him. The biggest criminal, when he get through criminalizing or whatever you want to call it, he's sitting there by himself. There is a piece of God in him that lets him know this ain't the way. This wrong. You can love this money if you want to, but you out of line and you gonna pay. At the end of the day, when I get through on this microphone, on this TV, all these articles, when I get through with all of that, you know what it come down to? Because, see, it ain't always been this way for me. You know, I've been trying to get here, trying to get there. Listen to me. It's been me and God. And it's been the God in me. When I woke up a few years back and I realized that's really what it was, it changed my whole life. It changed my whole life. Your whole life can get changed when you realize that it's really you and God and the God in you. Really? Man, people disappoint you. You argue with people. You fall out with people. You break up with people. You divorce people. You got people who you thought was friends. All of a sudden, you find out they talking about. It's crazy out here. You be going, what's going on? What's really going on? But that's because, guess what? You got all yours banked on them. When you going to bank it on the one thing that you can count on? God's word ain't changed since we got here. It's solid. If you pray, believe, work hard, don't doubt, you'll get whatever you ask for. That's a fact. That ain't no rumor. There's people out here doing it every day. Now, if you ain't trying that, listen to me. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. You just got to use it. There is a weapon available to man called prayer. Use that. See, I look at my life, man, whenever I get a little shaky, I look back, oh, hey, man, I ain't really talked with him too much yesterday. Uh-oh, tighten up. I'm just telling you real. You got a better answer? Oh, I know what. Oh, my bad, Steve. Nah, Steve, I ain't winning because they ain't give me the loan. Oh, nah, Steve, I ain't winning because she left me. He left me. I ain't winning, Steve, because I got stuck with these kids. I got a divorce. They fired me. They foreclosed on my home. That's why I ain't winning. You ain't winning because you ain't praying. You got to pray and believe and work. That's the key. Come on, man. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. You just got to use it. It's just you and God, and it's the God in you. And what y'all going to do about that?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Once again, the Steve Harvey Morning Show is here. Man, I'm grateful. Thank you, God, for another day, another opportunity. I'm telling y'all, if you start your day with gratitude, it will have an effect on your attitude, which is in direct correlation to your altitude. Get your two together, and what better way to get it together than to start it with gratitude? I'm grateful this morning, man, for all the things. Matter of fact, you know what I've learned this year? I've learned to be grateful for the difficult times. I knew it, but I really learned it this year, to be grateful through the difficult times. Because he's working on stuff on your behalf you have no idea. So why complain when he's going to straighten it out anyway? You're going to survive it. Right on. Steve Harvey Morning Show, y'all. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Junior, government name Kill Spates, and the legend of Nephew Tommy. Junior, what's on your mind today, man?
I'm under some pressure, I'm under some pressure.
It's called marriage,
you know,
dog.
Yeah, it's December 1st. And, you know, I don't know what to get my wife for Christmas. I have no idea.
This you ain't never bought her nothing.
Bought her nothing as your wife. You get started. You got a clear chalkboard.
But let me ask you, is she thinking the gift got to be what that wedding was? Is she thinking that way?
No, but it's okay. Going to have to be, the first one going to have to mean something. Let me ask you a question, because you asking me a lot of questions. Uh-huh. What have you thought about getting?
I thought about getting her a bracelet. A really nice bracelet to match her wedding ring.
What bracelet matches your wedding ring?
Well, diamond cut. The diamond.
Thank
cut.
You.
Go, Junior.
Without how much is a bracelet, Joe?
Go ahead. It's about $2,500.
That's nice. Now, let me ask you.
You need something to go with that.
Have you heard something that she wanted, though?
I heard her say she want a car. I heard that.
So you act like you didn't hear it?
I act like I heard that. I swear to God, I didn't. Okay. Yeah, okay. I heard it.
Well, save the car. Okay, let's get on back. What else you heard her say she wanted?
I think she really wants some jewelry. She just keep talking about it. Oh, that's nice. Every time the commercial come on TV.
Now, has she pointed at this bracelet?
Yes. Yes.
She's pointed at it.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's the one you get.
That's how you do
that. That's a good start. Now, what else? Okay. What you going to have to go with it?
Go with it.
Come on, Junior.
There we go.
You got to put something else with that?
See, let me explain something to you, Junior. Uh-huh. That's going to be your heavy gift. You want to have like a pre-gift, something she can open up. Then she think that's it. Then you open up another little box and she think that's it. Wow. And then when she open up the one she really wanted, that's how you get bang for your buck.
Then she give me the slippers.
Yeah, that's all you going to get. You going to get.
Let me ask this. Let me ask Junior a question. Uh-huh. So Junior, y'all going to have a tree in the house?
Dog, yeah. I'm putting it up.
So Junior, good. So you think you finna just have this one little thing set up under the tree and that's it?
That little naked ass Christmas tree.
What? We gotta
you finna have that little one little bitty box and little bitty bracelet sitting up under that big ass tree.
All right. Save by
you
the bell.
You finna lay that little box of Cracker Jacks up under there. It's just gonna be all right.
Run that prank back she looking the at it for right days. After this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
Shirley, we are on our way to the Black Man's Country Club. The Black Man's Country Club. Yeah. You know what that is, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It is the barbershop. The barbershop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, cat dog, let's go.
Custis Brady.
Brady, how you doing, man? My name is Dennis, man. I got a haircut from you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, what's up, Dennis? What can I do for you, brother?
Hey, listen, I wanted to get an appointment with you, man. Like I said, I was there a couple weeks ago, man. My first time getting a haircut from you. Did a real, real good job, so I want to say thank you for that.
All right, not a problem.
Okay. Do you have any time available on Thursday?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can come up there Thursday. That'd be fine. What's your name again, bro?
Dennis, man. Dennis.
Okay, Dennis. Well, I can get you in, Dennis, about 3 o'clock, man. Something of that nature. I mean, you know, I normally work appointments, you know.
Okay. 3 o'clock, you'll be there?
Yeah, I'll be there right 3 o'clock.
Okay. Hey, I got a little bit of situation though, man. That happened last time I was there. I kind of wanted to talk to you about it, man, because it kind of caught me off guard. So I wanted to holler at you, man, and see if we could rectify the problem before I came back up there.
What happened? What, somebody disrespect you or something? I mean, what was the deal?
It really wasn't somebody, man. It was actually you.
Me? Well, I mean, what happened?
Well, here's the deal, man. When you was cutting my hair, when it was time to turn the chair, you didn't turn the chair with your hand, man. See, Brady, man, you turned the chair with your private part.
Say, Dennis. I mean, Dennis, I'm a professional, man. I've been doing this 15 years, bro.
Right, right. I don't think it's anything deliberate, man. I think you just do it unconsciously, man, because, you know, you be leaning over on the chair cutting, and I think you don't realize, you know, you be turning the chair with your private part instead of doing it with your hand, man. And see, my hand got caught out there, and I saw it out the corner of my eyes. I saw your private part coming towards my hand. I moved it just in time. You understand?
No, bro. Now, see, Dennis, I'm not understanding something, bro, because we don't operate like that around here, because, you know, I don't make mistakes like that, bro. I mean, you know, I don't know. You sure you're talking to the right person, man?
Yeah, I mean, ain't you the third chair on the right when you walk in the door?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. And you cut me 2 weeks ago, and like I said, I really like my haircut, so I wanted to call back and rectify this problem. But, you know, you got to turn the chair with your hand and not your private part. If not, we're going to have a problem.
Okay, bro. Now, I feel you, and I understand your complaint and everything. I mean, I'm not understanding what you're saying, but I don't do that, you know. But I mean, we will be glad to, you know what I'm saying, give you another cut or whatever, you understand me, and, you know, but I don't move nobody, you know, around with my private, man. You know, that's just not me, you know.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. If you put your private on there at all when I come in there Thursday, then I promise you I'm going to jump up and we're going to have a prop.
Well, see, now right there, Dennis, I'm not feeling that jump up having a problem because, you know, you don't really know me like that, bro. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be professional here and solve your little issues that you got, you understand me? But all this jumping up and stuff you're talking about doing, I don't know about
man,
all that stuff.
I'm trying to come in and get a nice haircut and walk out with a nice haircut. What I don't want to do is come down there, you lean over, put your private part where I got my arms and my hands at, and I got whoop your Now, that's what
see,
I don't.
See, Kim Folk, you're touching me wrong talking about
you talking about I'm okay. Touching you wrong. You touched me wrong 2 weeks ago when you put your private on my hand, man.
See, Kim Folk, I ain't nobody touch you like that, tell you, feel me?
Say what?
I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to, man. You know, we don't run over here,
hey, dog, all I'm trying to say is a brother trying to come in and get his hair cut and walk out feeling like a man and not walk out feeling violated, man, because you done turned the chair with your private part all up against my hand and my elbow and stuff, man.
Hold up, boy. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember you like that. I'm a grown and say, bro, you know, I tried to talk to you, do you feel me? But now you done rubbed me wrong. Ain't no punk flying here, you understand me?
Well, ain't no punk flying there. Then keep it off my hand, then.
Say, hold up. Let me tell you something. Say, man, we don't play that over here. You bring your stupid over here. I'm going to tell you right now, you get packed up out this. You understand me?
Hey, man, well, quicker.
We don't play no punk over here. This ain't a salon. It's a barbershop. It's real over here. You hear me?
I hear what you're saying, but let me explain something. You quit using your hips in your private section like a pinball machine.
I'm going to tell you right now, boy, I will put something on your. You come up with that. You understand me? Nobody ever me.
I'm trying to get a haircut and walk out of there like a man, feeling like a man.
I bet you I open you up. I'm gonna open you up, boy. You understand? You oh hell no, kiss up, boy. What you no come on here with that. I guarantee you I do something to your eye. What you wanna be? This ain't no salon, this is a barber shop. Cuts, my you understand me?
I understand. Hold what?
Yeah, that's cut, my I ain't got no time for that.
Okay, I'm going to put my real name on my shirt then. You want to know what my real name is?
That's what's up. That's what's up, baby.
Okay, then you want to know what name going to be on the shirt?
I want to know what going to be on the shirt.
All right, then. The name on the shirt is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Thing to ask you, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
If you can't talk straight at the barbershop, why can't you talk straight?
Tommy is Cedric the Entertainer.
Ooh, that's my dog. That's my noop. Noop, help me join your group. K.A. Side Pie to the day we die. Can I all say right. Something in this last 10 seconds?
Hurry. Just,
you thank you, to. Jesus!
All right. That's all. Thank you, Tommy. Coming up next, ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, People Magazine named its 2022 People of the Year. Plus, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, we know him as The Rock, of course, buys all the Snickers in Hawaii 7-Eleven. And in Carla's music news, she has a lot to tell us about Thriller, Michael Jackson's Thriller, how old Thriller is, 40 years old. Wow. Ooh. Wow. Wow. We'll talk about all these stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building. All right, here we go. Anthony in Mobile says, I dropped my car off to get a new tire and a coworker dropped me off at home. My wife didn't know I was at home and she came in on her speakerphone and I heard a man say he'd try to call her later. She saw me and dropped her phone. I've been avoiding her and she wants to explain. What do I do?
Let her explain.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been avoiding her and she wants to explain. Let her explain. Now, you are about to find out that women lie.
I knew you were going to say that.
And how better they are at it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let her explain.
That's all. Yeah, all right. Just let her explain, dog.
Wonder what she's going to say. Well, what do you
think?
You
know what you heard,
what would you say?
Yeah, well, yeah. What
yeah,
you
hello.
Think?
Yeah, hold on, Shirley.
What would you
Charlie,
say?
What would y'all say?
Hi, baby. It was just a friend. Yeah, I was. We're gonna give you. I didn't want to tell you this, but you know, we're planning a surprise party for you, and you.
No,
just
no, no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, so we can have friends now?
Ooh. Well,
just,
I mean,
just somebody I'm
yeah,
cool with.
Help
just
me. Yeah,
soul.
Help me
no,
plan
no.
the
oh,
party.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's one of
so
your
we call.
Actually.
Okay, so we calling people we cool with now. Okay. Wow. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, somebody
with.
I'm cool okay. with. Associate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah okay. That's cool. Ain't no problem. Hey, Shirley. Next question.
All right, Kennedy and Gary, you mad? Kennedy and Gary writes, after 8 years of marriage, my husband tries to blackmail me into doing things. If I say no to sex, he reminds me that he gave me a new car for my birthday or that he's taking me to Vegas for Christmas. I told him to take the car back and he hid the keys from me. He is so petty. Did I handle this the wrong way?
Well, I mean... He took the keys back. Y'all married. I don't really know what's going on in your house. I don't really understand it. You not going to have sex with me. You not driving your car. Okay.
Yeah, that's
he's petty.
Which one you think going to hurt the most, though?
Right.
Her not driving her.
Yeah, or you not having sex. Okay. Uh-huh. Now you got that
she
extra
can
car
Uber.
Key. Yeah. You got that extra car key and you still ain't having sex. You stupid, dude.
She said he's so petty.
Really is.
Uh-huh. So what should she do to get her car back? Her car keys.
Well, you know what's happening. Better go on in there.
Honey, I'm home.
you know, ain't like y'all ain't did it before, so.
So she knows what to expect.
You know, trying to get your car keys back, well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, come on in here.
You got to do what you got to do, Steve.
Yeah, got to get this car. You know. then you wake up next morning. This blankety blank hook the washing machine out there.
She just got the dryer.
I got to get in here and get this damn washing machine back.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. When you wake up the next morning, I'll be damned.
What
this fool done put a lock on the refrigerator. I got to go back in here. I'm trying to make a sandwich. Come on, boys. I'll make this sandwich. Come on.
Right.
All right, moving on to Delane in Toledo. Delane says, my brother and I live together and he's dating a wild woman. I walked into the kitchen and she was on the other side of the island on her knees. I've asked him to be respectful or move out. He said I should move. Which one of us should leave?
Well, damn, dog.
Yeah. Wait, who on their knees, dog?
Oh, it's kind of crazy. You don't want to walk in on it, you know, your brother here. You don't want to walk in. Who should one of y'all got them dog? I'll leave.
Yeah.
I'll leave. That man gone. I'm going to let you have this here. Go and get you another spot. Yeah. Mm. You probably need a better place anyway.
In the island, dog?
In the kitchen.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, it's Rapture. Happened before, y'all. Come act like it ain't. You been in the kitchen. Don't act like you ain't. You know. Turn the washing machine on. I turn on dishwasher. It's too much hot water. Cut the water down some. Wait a minute. The food be on here. Wait, the food be on here.
All right, moving on to Hazel and Charlotte.
Not on the cutting board. Stop.
Yeah.
No. Yep.
No more Hazel charcuterie.
No. No, I'm not going to hold on to the high chair. This is where the baby eat.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah, I'm not holding on to this high chair now.
All right, Hazel and Charlotte says, I work from home, and during a Zoom call, my husband was trying to be funny, and he yelled out for me to come back to bed. My boss excused me from the call and then sent an email saying it's a privilege to work from home, and I'm ruining my privileges. How do I stop a 49-year-old man from acting so silly?
Oh, he need his ass whooped for that now.
Man, you in here, dog. No.
You messing with her money.
Yeah, I mean, bro, who don't understand that?
Yeah, she got to be professional.
Because if she lose her job and she back home in the bed, you ain't going to like that. I'm telling you that right now. So I don't really know. You just got to talk to your husband. You know, this is not the place to play. I'm at work.
No.
Boundaries with that.
Yup.
Yeah. And is he not at work? What's happening?
Everybody going to be home in a minute.
Right?
Wow.
You keep on your next line, you're going to hear, you still in the damn bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I want to know. How did he say it, Steve? While she's on the Zoom call. What's the husband?
Nettie! Come on, back in this bed, girl.
Nah, you play too much.
Yeah.
A little too
much.
It
is a privilege to work at home, work from home. It is.
Boss, we enjoy it. We work from home,
We in our drawers right now. This is a beautiful thing.
Not all of us.
Why would you wear something to go to the room next, though? Why would you do that? What is that for?
Because I have respect.
We got on is shirts. Y'all quit all this land. All us got shirts on.
I get up and go to the bathroom 3 times during the show, so I need to have some on.
Yeah. And thank you. I appreciate
I stand up in front of this camera, the whole camera blackout.
Anyway.
All right, thank you, CLO, except for that last comment.
What in the hell was that?
Coming up at the top of the hour,
that
we'll
was
have
just him.
We'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe. People Magazine has named its People of the Year for 2022. Quinta Brunson created Abbott Elementary to bring people of all ages together for a laugh. Jennifer Hudson became the youngest female EGOT, that's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony winner, and started her own daytime talk show to create a platform for everyone, just so we all have a place to feel included. Matthew McConaughey is recognized for his response to the mass school shooting in his hometown of Uvalde, Texas. He met with victims' families and traveled to Washington, D.C., where he pushed for gun reform. Actress Mila Kunis used her platform to raise money and collect aid for the Ukrainian people. She has so far raised $37 million for Ukrainian refugees. Oh, and congratulations to all of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Oh, I like that list.
Oh, so I ain't in the people top 22 people. All the stuff I'd have said about Herschel Walker. Oh, I don't get no credit for that.
You get credit from us, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, okay. All the stuff I'd say about Herschel, you don't want to give me nothing on that.
You'll be in next one.
Year's. Yeah, yeah, you'll be in next year's, too. All right, in other entertainment news, The Rock returned to his hometown, 7-Eleven in Hawaii, where he bought all the Snickers bars to make up for stealing one every day when he was 14 years old. He said that at that time, he was broke as hell, and the clerk just turned her head and never busted him. In an Instagram video, he said he had been waiting decades to make this right. In the caption, he wrote, "We can't change the past and some of the dumb stuff we may have done, but every once in a while, we can add a little redeeming grace note to that situation and maybe put a big smile on some stranger's faces." The Rock also picked up the tab for some shoppers at the 7-Eleven, and he left the candy bars at the counter and told the cashier to give them to anyone trying to steal a Snickers. So, Steve, naturally, wow. I thought of you.
Oh, Uncle Steve stole a lot of Snickers.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. In hell, I can replace all the things I've stolen in my life. I wouldn't have a damn quarter. And sometimes you just have to ask the Lord to forgive you and move on with your life. I am not going back down to Mr. Moore's and replacing them RC Colas. Okay. I'm not replacing them Hostess ding-dongs. I'm not going to replace them Hostess cherry pies. I'm not giving back the money on all them chips I stole. I'm not going to go up to the A&P and give up them loaves of bread I used to tear open and put a whole pack of ham between them and eat it while I was walking around with the grocery cart. Going over there to
in the store?
Yeah, I would take a loaf of bread, put it in the cart, tear the bread open, walk to the deli, get a pack of ham, put that in the basket, and then roll there and give me some mustard. Lay all that in the basket. I have a bunch of food in the basket so you wouldn't notice it. I tear the bread open, and then I put the whole pack of ham between the bread.
The whole pack?
The whole pack, because I got to get full. And then I squirt the mustard on it, and I'd walk around the store, bite it, and set the stuff back down in all the groceries. And walk around pushing that cart till I ate that whole sandwich.
So
left the cart in the middle of the aisle.
Oh, you didn't buy the other stuff. Oh, okay. You didn't reach checkout.
Girl. And y'all can thank the Lord they didn't have that self checkout.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
What? I still be standing there looking at it as an opportunity. I be going like, man, what the hell would stop me?
They have cameras.
But they have people there have now sometimes watching you when you self-check out.
Man, I don't give a damn. Receipt. I done seen people check that stuff. I walk right out that store. I be going, why would I do that?
Didn't you steal some gas one time, Steve?
One time? Shelly, for 3 years, that's how I got gas. I told you. Now, I've done this on TV, though. I have apologized. I said, because I did this on my talk show. The audience fell out. They couldn't believe it. I said, I want to apologize because I am the person that is solely responsible for when you pull up at the pumps now, you now see a sign that says, pay before you pump.
What? You ruined it for everybody.
Oh. I drive up, fill up, drive off. Pull up, fill up, drive off.
So let's go over your list, Steve. You stole gas, ham sandwiches, bread, food, RC food. Cola. What else?
Motor oil for the car.
How you steal motor oil?
Under your jacket. Under your members only jacket.
Members only jacket.
Don't blame this on members though. Lord.
I just want you to know that it was full, had elastic waist. I was skinny. I had plenty of room. Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
What about like clothes or anything like that? Shoes.
Hell yeah.
Hard
I used
to
go. What? I walk in there and put on 2 pair of pants and put my jeans back on top of them and walk my ass right out
that
dressing room.
I really hope the people that be calling.
Girl, they didn't even have them stickers back then. They didn't have them alarm things on clothes.
How skinny were you?
I used to go back there and just dress. 3-4 shirts, 3 pair of pants, walk straight on out that store.
I hope the people that be texting us and emailing us and sending messages, Steve ought to run for president. I just hope y'all hear this.
It's a background check.
It is
I've already told people that's
well,
why I can't run.
Said that, yeah.
The only thing that got erased from my life was my medical records because Ford City Hospital burned down in Cleveland, Ohio. And there wasn't no computers back then. Everything was in file cabinets.
He could be president. Trump was president.
Yeah,
that's old,
anybody can be president.
Yeah, but I'm black, though. They're going to look at me totally different.
That's true.
All right, coming up in 20
minutes
after
the
hour. Damn
sure
ain't
looking at her selector.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, House Democrats elect Hakeem Jeffries, the first black person to lead caucus and succeed Nancy Pelosi. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, yesterday, House Democrats elected Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York to be the House Minority Leader, making him the first black person to hold that top spot. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has led the Democratic Party for 2 decades, announced this month that she would step aside, paving the way for fresher faces at the top of her party. House Speaker-elect Jeffries said, quote, "There's nothing more unifying than being in the minority and having a clear-eyed objective and goal of getting back into the majority so we can continue to deliver big things for everyday Americans." Wow.
Yes.
Powerful.
Let's go.
Yes.
Congratulations,
yes.
Brother.
Absolutely. Nancy Pelosi released a statement that said, in part, "Together, this new generation of leaders reflects the vibrancy and diversity of our great nation, and they will reinvigorate our caucus with their new energy, ideas, and perspective." Wow.
Let's go. Let's go, Democrats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And just a reminder for Georgia voters, early voting for the important Senate runoff race is happening now. We here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show support, of course, Senator Raphael Warnock. Period.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
Hands we are down. Total and complete support of him. We have got to show up at these polls and make the difference. We can make the difference. We cannot rely a lot of people in Georgia to do the right thing because it's obvious that they won't. We have to make them understand who we are and that we do care about our children, about our future, about the place that we live in. We actually care about this state. We live here. But you have got to stop this facade and this ignorant mess that they're trying to put in front of us as a viable candidate and an option in Herschel Walker. The most damn ridiculous, insulting thing they've done in a long time. And they have done some insulting things. But digging up Herschel Walker...
Get out and vote. Early voting lasts until Friday, December 2nd.
Tomorrow.
So
you got work to do, Georgia voters. Mm-hmm. We've been here before.
Lord.
We have been here before. Don't give up. Don't sleep.
And Tuesday's the actual election day, December 6th. So,
Whew. The 6th?
Lordy. Tuesday.
Yeah.
December 6th. Yes, Tuesday.
I'll be there. I could
y'all
be
can
vote,
do all
so
y'all
I'll
wants,
there.
But white folks is going to blow.
What'd you say, Herschel?
No, go ahead. I like that.
What'd you say, Herschel?
Y'all could do all y'all wants, but white folks is going to vote for me. Now, I've got some few black folks going to vote with me, too. That's what y'all need to know.
With me?
I said what?
Say they're going to vote with me.
I'm bad for it right now.
Happy to say I voted early for Senator Warnock. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check Steve's voicemail right after this.
Hush up. Hush up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. And if you would like to leave a message for Steve, all you have to do is call him 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. You might just hear your call on the air. Ready, Steve? Absolutely. This is from a loyal listener out of Florida.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Harvey? My name is Tremaine. I live in Tampa, Florida. I really appreciate the message that you give, the positivity you bring. Your whole crew, Nephew Tommy, Junior, Miss Shirley, Miss Carla, the whole crew, we love y'all, man. Let me tell you something, my man. You made me a better man. I listen to you every single morning. I can't get to work or do my exercise without putting you on first. God bless you, brother, and God bless the whole crew.
All right.
Wow, that was
Thank
nice.
You, man.
Tremaine in Florida, Tampa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Tremaine, nice. I'm steady trying to be a better man my damn self. I ain't even going to lie to you. And it's an ongoing process.
Yeah. Keep on. You can be something one day. I know you are.
I'm trying.
Don't give up.
I believe it. I believe it.
Tremaine, tell Tom Brady we say hey.
That's the other side of the show, Tremaine.
This caller, Steve, needs some relationship advice.
I'm engaged to a 70-year-old woman. I'm 72, and we have a great relationship, spiritually, emotionally, and I love her very much, and she loves me. But she's got a friend that's interfering, and I don't know how to approach her when I meet her, or it'll be sometime in December. Just need some advice.
Well, sir, I ain't never been 72, but some things never change. I think you're going to have to slide up on the friend. And they, did he say they was going to meet in December?
Yeah, today's December 1st, yeah.
But she been interfering.
Yeah.
Just sit your girl that you care down about it and just say, hey, listen, I love you. I care about you. I'm in this with you and with you only. I appreciate your friend's concern. But I don't think your friend really has any idea what the hell she talking about because she by her lonely ass self and four of her husbands is dead.
Really?
So why are we listening to her old ass anyway? Her old lonely ass. And I heard that three of the husbands ain't really dead. No way. They just disappeared on her ass. So why are we worrying about her? So, you know, man, just... Well, I want to love you. I'm going to stay with you. I want us to form a two-handed circle, and we don't want anybody else in it. And she may be well-meaning, but she don't mean well. And I'd like to just, you know, let you know that I'm here for you. I'll do anything for you, but she is messing it up for us. And I'm asking you to ignore her because look at her lonely ass. That's why she got time because she ain't got nobody. And don't nobody want her. Cause she messy.
They ain't got too much.
You 72 dog, you ought to just go on and say that.
Yeah. He sounded so mild tempered though, you know.
Yeah, he is, but sometimes you can't be mild tempered. Ignorance is always I keep a handful of it close by.
You stay ready.
I got it. I got it in one of these pockets, got ignorance for you.
Well, please let us know how it turns out, sir. This last caller, Steve, doesn't like your new suits.
Yes, I'm just calling in to say we don't like your new suit collection at all. We don't like the shirt and ties the same color, and we don't like all the pastels and the velvet and the satin-looking suits. Don't like the yellow chartreuses, light blues, and a coppery orangish color. But anyway, shirt and tie the same color just doesn't cut it. We like your older collection better. Thank you. Bye.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for calling and everything. And not to be disrespectful, but I didn't expect your old ass to buy it. No way. The reason that I made the shirts and ties the same is because if you look, I've taken on a more monochromatic look, and that's what a lot of the guys were asking for, so that's what I made. I don't expect your old ass to change.
Why are you
that either?
She can't give you her opinion.
Don't like the new suits, don't buy.
We gotta go. Coming up next is a prank phone call with the nephew right after this. Oh, God.
See who got one of them.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, my husband has her spare key. We'll get into that, find out what that's
God
about. You, yeah. We'll find out what it's all about in a few, because right now, you hear him, it's the nephew, here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Today's title is, I got papers on that man.
Oh.
I got papers on that man. All right. All minds clear. Prank warriors. Yes. Are y'all in the building? I said all minds clear.
Yeah.
I've got papers on that man. Cat dog, if you would, let her run it.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach, is this Phyllis?
Yes, it is. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Phyllis. This is John down at the job. I work out here with Clem, your husband, Clem.
Clem? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. How are you?
I'm good. He slipped and fell today.
What?
And he hurt himself. He got a little shaken up here at the job.
So what happened? What happened?
Well, I think he definitely pulled something in his back. But,
okay.
Now who are you now?
I'm his wife. I'm his wife, Phyllis.
You're Phyllis?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay, because we got listed that his wife is Janice, and we tried to call her earlier, but we didn't get an answer.
I'm his wife. I don't know who Janice. Who the hell is Janice?
Janice is who we have listed for contact when it's emergency contact or something should happen.
Y'all got that mixed up. Y'all must have mixed that up somehow. He wouldn't have put no damn Janice as his wife. I'm his wife, Phyllis. So I don't know who messed up, but that ain't right. I'm the wife.
Okay, well, it has her listed as the wife and call her as a contact if something goes wrong.
Well, I don't know what to tell you because I'm his wife. Now, I don't know who messed up.
Hold on 1 second. Let me click over 1 second. There's a call coming.
Yeah.
Just give me 1 second.
That's some Janice on the doggone. What the?
Oh, no. Okay, that was Janice.
What?
She said she's going to come out to the job, so you don't have to
worry
about coming
to get
it.
No, I'm coming out to the job. I'm his wife. I don't know who no Janice is, but y'all need to get it straight because I'm his
wife. Well, she said she's gonna come and take him to the doctor.
No, she ain't taking him nowhere, sir. I'm his wife. I'm taking him. Y'all, you don't release my husband to no body. I'm his freaking wife. So y'all need to straighten y'all out.
Janice says she'll be right here in 10 minutes,
well,
man.
I know what? I bet y'all be there in 10 minutes, too, and I bet y'all better not release my husband to nobody. I'm his wife. I don't know who no Janice is, but y'all need to get that straight. I'm on my way. And you tell Janice, if she beat me there, to hold up, sister. Produce some marriage certificate papers or something. Tell her to produce that. I got the papers on that man.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, Janice is, he does have her on the list, ma'am, so I can release.
I don't give a what he have on the list, sir. I don't give a what's on the list.
Well, why would you have her name on the list, ma'am? Why would her name be above your name on the list?
You know what? I'm not going to play this little ring around the rosy with you. I got papers on that man, so you better best hold up until I get there in case y'all want some more problems.
I'm going to release him to Janice as soon as she gets there.
You, sir, you better release my husband and nobody. All y'all must be laid out on the floor. So I'm going to tell you right now, if my husband ain't there, when I get there, it's going to be some full-blown going down. So you best just wait till I get there. This is a bunch of bullshit, but it's going to end when I get there. I'm all on her way. I got to hang up with you. I ain't got time to play with you either. So I'm on my way because she going to answer for this. Janice might get a beat down and your ass going to get the business if my husband ain't there.
I hear you.
I ain't got time to be going back and forth with you playing ring around the road. I'm a grown ass woman. I got to go. I seem like I got some business to take care of over there.
Okay, well, what am I supposed to do with Janice?
Like I said, you tell that to hold the up. I'm on my way. She's trying to represent like she me. That trying to be me.
Okay, then what do you want me to tell
that? That she ain't white. It might be
okay,
white material.
What do you want me to tell Tommy?
Who Tommy? I don't even know no Tommy. Who Tommy?
That's me, baby. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Clement, got me to prank phone call you.
Okay, y'all full of okay? Y'all are full of I'm going to kick all of y'all. Hold on. You tell me you stay your ass over there. I ain't got time to be playing with y'all like this. I'm trying to get my work done. I'm going to kick all y'all asses.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Baby.
Come on.
No, sir. You tell Janice to hold.
No, who tell that
damn Janice?
I tell you what, if you release my husband or somebody when I get there, you're going to have a full-blown problem on your hands. I'm telling you, everybody down there.
Yeah.
Oh, she trying to be me? Oh, okay.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
You tell that blankety blank, I'll be there. I ain't got time to play with you. I'm a grown-ass woman.
That's right.
Yes. I ain't got time. Just ring around the rosy with you. You finna see. I got to hang up. I got to go. I ain't got time.
He was not playing.
Well, we'll both be down that end.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Black women do not
tell
play.
Janice, though.
Yeah.
I don't.
Don't give up.
Yeah, Janice.
I got papers on him.
Yeah.
Kept upsetting her every time you said Janice's name.
Yeah.
Black women are the truth, baby. I bow down.
What I done told you?
Nothing
said,
better.
Well, what I done told you, though? Sick of this.
Shit.
Talking about some damn chicks.
That's somebody been married a long time.
Her husband was pretty brave
hold
for
on,
that one.
Hold on for a second, ma'am. Hold on 1 second. That was Janice. She's on her way.
And the nephew is on his way to Greenville, North Carolina. Okay, Greenville, North Carolina, at the Greenville Convention Center, December 22nd. That is a Thursday night. Nephew Tommy and friends. Tickets on sale right now. You can go to my website, thomasmiles.com. Click on Greenville, North Carolina, and get yourself some tickets right now. Okay, this is a great early Christmas gift for somebody. The nephew is coming to town, and did you hear my voice? It's getting better and better and better and better. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I am back and coming strong. So come check your boy out. The nephew is coming to town. I got papers on that man. All you ladies that's got papers on your man, bring them on down there to Greenville, North Carolina. Now, if you in Greenville, South Carolina, come on up to the North, and both you Greenvilles kick it together. But I just had to get clarity that it is in Greenville, North Carolina. That's N-O-W-F, North Carolina.
That North,
all right? Coming to the North, the nephew coming to town. Nephew Tommy and friends, December 22nd at the Greenville Convention Center. Tickets on sale
one day
right now.
One day
I'm going to walk out there.
Come on, man. Come on.
One day before you let it go.
Come on.
Just one day.
Come on.
I ain't even going to tell you.
That I would like that better, though. I would.
I ain't even going to tell you.
Because if you told me, I'd be nervous to say, oh, Lord, my uncle.
All right, coming up next, Strawberry Letter, the subject, my husband has her spare key. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, my husband has her spare key. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to a caring and loving man for almost 14 years. We have a great life with good friends, and we travel a lot. He has two children that live with their mother, and I have two dogs. When we travel, my good friend keeps my dogs. She's a divorced single mother, so we often include her in our outings because I told her she isn't going to meet any good men sitting in the house. My husband treats her like a stepchild and teases her about being the third wheel. We also have close friends that live down the street from us, and my husband is close to the husband, but the wife gets on my nerves because she loves to stir up mess. My husband wants me to stop hanging with her, and now I know why. It's because she brought something to my attention that I would have overlooked. The other day, my friend dropped her house keys in a storm drain by mistake. She called my husband for her spare keys, and my husband was down the street at our friend's house. The wife called me and asked why my husband has keys to my girlfriend's house. I didn't know that we had keys to her house, but it wasn't a big deal because we're both worried about her living alone. I assumed she gave us a set of keys after her divorce, and I forgot. I'm not totally crazy, though, so I asked my husband if the keys have always been hanging in the laundry room with our other spare keys. He says yes, but he did not come home first to get any keys before he went to unlock the door. He must have had the keys on him. Why didn't she call me to bring her the spare keys? Should I question my husband and my girlfriend, or is this a coincidence? Please help me understand. Well, we're going to try, that's for sure. Here's the deal. I think this sounds kind of crazy. I just do. Why does he have her keys? Why does he? Because surely he's not stupid enough to cheat right down the street on the same block. He can't be that stupid. What happened with the whole, you know, she's a stepchild thing and all of that? And why is she calling your husband? Why is she doing that? Period. There are rules to this, and she should have called you. You're absolutely right. She should have called you for that. But I guess they didn't want you to know that he had the keys in the first place. And that's why this is so suspect to me, because she didn't do the right thing. She should have called you. And I don't know why he's carrying these keys around with him. Why does he have to have keys to her house? That is the question. Why did he lie to you and say, yes, the keys were hanging in the laundry room with the other spare keys? The obvious answer is so he can get in her house at any time, right? So it sounds like he could have been over there before, because the keys have been on the hook at your house, like he said. You said you guys had several spare keys on that hook in the laundry room. So this is what I suggest. You find out what's going on with those other spare keys while you're at it. Something is going on with these keys. And, you know what you feel. You know your instincts. Steve?
I'm really torn with the way I'm going to handle this right here, because,
Yeah, come on.
Men. First of all, I don't understand the friendships they got. Mm-hmm. Now, you're married to a loving man for 14 years. Y'all got a great life with good friends, and you travel a lot. He got two children that live with their mama, and I got two dogs. Ain't none of this got nothing damn thing to do with this letter. When we travel, my good friend keeps my dogs. She's a divorced single mother, so we often include her in our outings. That means she has some kids. Y'all kids live with the ex-wife or the husband. So I guess y'all taking her out because you feel sorry for him, I guess. Because I told her she isn't going to meet any good men sitting in the house. My husband treats her like a stepchild, teases her about being the third wheel. We also have close friends that live down the street from us. My husband is close to the husband, but the wife gets on my nerves because she loves to stir up mess. Now, there's a lot of walking down the street going on here at this house to me. I ain't been in this world in a long time, and I apologize if I sound bougie, but I ain't had no friend's house I walked down to down the street in a long-ass time. I don't live in that type of neighborhood, but it can happen. I don't have a problem with that. And you should have some cool relationships with some people in your neighborhood. So I don't really have a problem with that. It's just they got their best friend, the lady divorced, the key, all this here, taking on trips. You got these damn dogs. My husband is close to the husband. The wife get on your nerve because my husband wants me to stop hanging with her now, and I know why. Because she brought something to my attention that I would have overlooked. The other day, my friend dropped her house keys in a storm drain by mistake. What? Must have been walking down the street to somebody's house. Key fell out her hand down the storm drain. She called my husband for her spare key, and my husband was down the street at our friend's house. Everybody right down the street.
Yep.
We come back, I straighten this all out. The wife called me and asked me why my husband got keys to my girlfriend's house.
Yeah. What is she calling him for? All right. Here we go, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband has her spare keys. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my husband has her spare key.
The name of this letter should be Everybody Stay Down the Street. Because that's all this is.
They do, yeah.
This lady has got a single friend down the street that's divorced, and they include her in their outings because you told her she ain't going to meet no good men sitting in the house. Okay. Your husband treats her like a stepchild, teases her about being a third wheel. Now, she down the street, right? But they also got some close friends that live down the street from us. And your husband is close to the husband, but the wife get on my nerves because she stir up mess. My husband now want me to stop hanging with her, and now I know why. Well, I thought you didn't like her, though. I thought you didn't like her, and she gets on your nerves because she stirs up mess. Then you say right after that, my husband want me to stop hanging with her, and now I know why. Because when she brought something to my attention, I would have overlooked. And here's the whole situation. Other day, my friend dropped her house keys in a storm drain by mistake. Okay, y'all, I don't know what's the chances of that happening. She must have been walking up the street again, going to see one of her friends. All this damn walking up the street and dropped the keys in the storm drain by mistake. She called my husband for her spare keys, and my husband was down the street at our friend's house. The wife called me, this is the messy wife, and asked me why my husband has keys to my girlfriend's house. I didn't know that we had keys to the house, but it wasn't a big deal because we were both worried about her living alone. Well, your husband is really concerned about her being alone. I assume she gave us a set of keys after her divorce, and I forgot. See, women don't forget nothing, so you can stop that. You know good and well that she gave y'all a set of keys after her divorce, and I forgot. No, you didn't. That's how you know. So watch this. I'm not totally crazy, though, so I asked my husband if the keys have always been hanging in the laundry room with our other spare keys. She knew where the woman's house key was, y'all. Don't believe this grown woman done forgot that another woman gave them some keys in their house. Women don't forget a damn thing. He said yes, but he did not come home first to get any keys before he went to unlock the door. Stupid. He must have had the keys on him. Mm-hmm. Why didn't she call me to bring her the spare key? Should that I question my husband and my girlfriend, or is this a coincidence? Please help me understand. Lady, I don't know if you're confused, you're stupid. I don't really know what's going on. We don't have enough information here because you don't have anything that says he's seeing this woman. You claim to have forgotten about her giving y'all the key, but you do know if whether this woman gave y'all a key or not. Then you ask him if the keys have always been hanging in the laundry room with our other spare keys. He said yes. He not lying. He could have an extra key. He could have had a key made. She could have gave him another one. I don't know what happened. I don't know what your husband doing down the street. But y'all need to move off this damn street, seem like it. It's just too much it's going on.
It's the block.
Your block is hot. Uh-huh. You got it going down right here. Y'all, you live at a block party. That's the problem right here. It's too many people know too many people doing too many things with too many other people. I can't help you. Look, nothing says your husband is seeing this woman that I can think of. Now, if you want to question your husband and your girlfriend, you might can find out. Because the woman right there, she just said he went to the house. You don't know if your husband came back to the house and got him from the laundry room or what. You don't know that. You could have missed that. He could have had the keys on him doing something else. You don't know that. I don't know that. But damn, the little messy woman that you said you didn't like. I don't know.
What? Jill. What about her? What?
This heifer always starts something with her miserable, unhappy ass. See, hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. That's what I know for a fact. So I ain't really tripping on that. You know, people can go on and do like they want to. But I can't say that your husband is really seeing this woman because you have no evidence of that at all. They ain't kikiing together or nothing. He teased her about being a third wheel. And that's all it is. You don't say they be making eye contact, they act googly, and none of that.
Why does she call him and not the wife?
Because the husband, he quicker, he better, he's handy, you know.
No. She should have called the wife. Come
on, huh? As you sip your coffee.
Well, you know, seemed to me like, you know, he just moved quicker. You know, plus you busy with them dogs and stuff. She didn't want to pull you away from them dogs.
Right. All right. You know, so. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior is in the building with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Pippin, week 13. Got to pick them, Pippin. Got to pick them.
Here I go. Here I go again.
You did real well. Let me, Pippin.
Yeah, what's up? I know I always do well, Junior.
Yeah.
I'm well.
Here we go, Pippin. Bills, Patriots. What you got, Pippin?
Oh, let's go with the Bills, baby.
Bills it is. Steelers, Falcons.
That's a hard one. I hate the Steelers. But they gonna beat the Falcons though.
All right, Pippin. Packers, Bears. Man, come on. The Packers need a win. So bad.
Come on, Bears. Come on, Fields.
All right.
Hope he get them. Chicago.
Yeah. Here we go, Pippin. Jaguars versus Detroit Lions, man.
Detroit.
Yeah, all day.
Can't ever go against the players.
All right, man. Jets and Vikings.
Vikings.
Okay. Washington Commanders versus New York Giants.
Gonna be a shocker. Commanders upset.
What? Oh, we put that down there. Upset. Okay. Oh, he go a game right here, Pimp. Titans versus the Eagles.
Eagles.
Ooh. No hesitation on that one, Pimp?
Hell no. Not for Jay Hurt up in here. Omega Sci-Fi.
Here go one. Man, he can show you the win right now, man. The Broncos versus the Ravens.
And sorry, he ain't gonna get it this week. Ravens.
That's true, man. Here we go, Pippin. Seahawks, Rams.
Upset Seahawks.
Yeah, here we go. Seahawks it is. Okay. Dolphins, 49ers. This is gonna be a game here.
Dolphins. Pippin.
What?
Upset.
Okay, Pippin. Chiefs, Bengals.
Chiefs.
Oh, wait Chiefs. A minute. Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No yeah, Joe Burrow. Okay. Chargers versus the Raiders.
Upset Raiders.
Oh, wait a minute, Pippin. Okay. All right. Colts versus the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Okay, Pippin. It's Saints, Buccaneers.
Oh, Lord.
Damn, Tosh.
It was a rivalry game here, man.
Man, sure hate to go against you, Pimp, but Brady ain't going to lose two in a row.
Last game, Browns-Texans.
Deshaun Watson is back. They folding up all the training tables.
Thank you, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show.
All right, Steve, this letter, this question is from Kirk on Facebook. Kirk writes, my roommate and I have been friends since we were kids, but I try to keep out of his personal life. For almost a year, he has been seeing a married woman, and I haven't said a thing. But last week, her husband showed up at our house. At first, he thought I was my roommate, but I managed to get him to calm down and not knock me out. I said something to my roommate, but he was not worried at all and was unfazed by the news. He says the husband and wife have stuff to work out and is not his concern. But come on, dog. As far as I can tell, it's 50% his fault. The whole thing has me thinking about moving out. Am I wrong? Uncle Steve, how would you handle this?
Well, I mean, look, man. You can sit up here talking about it ain't none of your concern. But once you mess with a man's wife, the Bible speaks about that. When he find out, there's an anger level that he coming with that we ain't really got nothing for. I don't know what to tell you, man. That's a dangerous thing. Now, the man that came by your house, and the reason the man comes by your house is not because his wife is cheating, but of all the women in the world that ain't got nobody, You done decided to disrespect me and come over here and get mine. I know she ain't worth nothing to me right now, but the fact that you think I'm the little punk ass dude that you can step on, I come to let you know who I am. See, that's what that is right there. He already know his wife done violated the vows. He got that. But this dude, though, oh, so you gonna come get mine. Like, you gonna just disregard me and my position as a man and a husband. That's why I'm whooping your ass. That's what that's all about. You should have said something to him. But your friend, he gonna set himself up, man, because this man gonna do something to him. Mm-hmm. If he get to him, he didn't come over there to talk.
But do the roommate move out or stay with it?
Yeah, I would.
Well, he almost got away from here. Because I'm going to get away from here because it's going to go down.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Because he done been over there one time. He's still mad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what could trigger this dude. This dude come over here and shoot the whole place up. I'm gone.
That's right.
Myself.
I'm gone.
That's true.
I'm going to get out because if that's how your dude is acting, and then when you bring it up to him, they got some things that ain't none of my concern. Hold up, bro.
Yeah.
Right.
You messing with the man's wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Bruh,
yeah.
You don't understand where this dude at. He done invested in this marriage. Mm-hmm. He done got credit, probably done bought property, house or something, car notes. Now you over here, okay.
Children,
so all
perhaps.
These women over here that ain't got nobody.
Yeah.
You gonna come over here with one. Now I got she a trip and it's her, and 50% of this is her fault. I got that. But I can't hit her. But I'm finna whoop your ass, though.
Hey, what's all this, Uncle? All this unfazed? I'm unfazed.
What's
that?
Okay.
Yeah, you used that exact word, Junior.
Yeah.
Hey, the man that came by your house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you think happening here. He done been by the house now.
Yeah. Warning.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
You have been warned.
Yeah.
All right.
Ain't nothing like an ass whooping outside your own house. That's bad. That's a
everybody know you over there.
Oh, yeah. It ain't like you get to leave.
All the neighbors know who stay there.
Yeah. Y'all saw what happened to Jerome.
Man, somebody came over to Harold and Jamie's house. Woo, uh-huh. Woo. And the man got to whooping Harold ass. Harold.
Harold and Jamie.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah,
man,
this is
I ain't
crazy.
I just look over, man. Hey, man, Jamie just backed out the driveway. He just
never looked back.
And what's the roommate's name? Who wrote this? What's the roommate's name?
No, that's Jamie.
Oh, that is Jamie. Okay.
Yeah.
Harold, Jamie's got to go.
Harold in there talking about no, it ain't no concern of mine. Okay.
He's unfazed, Junior. He's unfazed. Yeah,
okay.
Unfazed.
You better get phased, man.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, congratulations going out to Meg Thee Stallion. Meg becomes the first Black woman to be featured on the cover of Forbes 30 Under 30 issue. Wow. Megan Thee Stallion says, I can't slow down right now. I'll take a break when I'm dead. I'm trying to really build something. When I start sitting, I feel like I'm not doing enough, or I am giving someone else the opportunity to pass me. Again, we got to say congratulations to Meg Thee Stallion. She did that.
Yes.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in addition, this Forbes class is one of the most diverse to date, and it includes honorees in art, music, style, media, entertainment, social media, science, sports, healthcare, energy, tech, finance, food and drink, social impact, manufacturing and industry, venture capital, marketing and advertising, retail and e-commerce, also games and education. These young people are doing it. I mean, they really are. Congratulations to all. Yep. Right. Forbes 30 Under 30.
All
this
info.
On the cover. Yeah.
All those honorees from those different backgrounds.
Yeah, it is very diverse.
I only knew what was in JET on page.
At 30 years old, that's what you knew.
I was in JET.
The centerfold.
Page 26. I promise.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, and Meg Thee Stallion is only 27. She's only 27.
Oh, wow.
doing big
things.
Yeah,
so congratulations to her. They said she made like $13 million last year. Good for her. Yeah. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather date someone with their ex's name tattooed on their chest, or would you rather date someone whose ex lives next door?
Oh, that's easy. B.
Next door. You can't just have Tremaine cross your chest. That's all I see every day. No.
That's her ex.
I can't do that one.
But you'll see him. He lives next door. You're going to see him.
I've become friends with him. I'm cool.
Hey, bro, really? What's happening? Tremaine, you see him every
day.
Well,
what I'm not going to do is see Tremaine every time I look at her chest, though. That's not what I'm going to do.
Oh, so no. It's the location of the tattoo as well. Yeah. Okay.
Because I looks at that a lot.
Yeah. The chest area.
Chest and butt. I can't have that there.
No.
So okay. The Tremaine, your right. Neighbor.
Watch this, Shirley. This is how it goes, Shirley. What up, Tremaine? And then going out. That's it?
And if you talk to Tremaine long enough, you'll find out what's wrong with her. Hello.
Now, that's true. All right. Would you rather live in a different fancy hotel every night with unlimited room service credit, or would you rather live in your dream home mansion but not be able to hire any help?
Oh, hell no. Now, this mansion just falling apart? I'm in Four Seasons, dog.
Living in that big dusty-ass house.
We seen when your staff off on at your house, we seen how you act.
Yeah. How does he act?
I can't find nothing. He don't know what nothing is.
I ain't gonna do that. But I don't want to live in a different hotel room every day.
Every night. But you have unlimited room service credit every single night. Or living your dream home mansion with no help.
Thank that, man. We talking about Four Seasons. We talking about the Mandarin. We talking about something. We talking about Lowe's. Move every day, though.
The new Nobu Hotel in Atlanta.
But you gotta move every night.
Every night.
Well, just move. We don't quit bringing all that luggage. Look, one bag, bunch of drawers. Let's move. Let's go.
All right. Big mansion with notion. It's gonna be rough either way. I had to go into a different hotel.
All right. Last one. Would you guys?
Why is Steve out there cutting that yard on this 50-something acre?
He been out there all week.
Doesn't he have a gardener?
He fell off of it Friday. The sun was beating him up and he was hungry. He ain't got no chef, you know.
All right, guys. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up
at 40.
He ain't
got no guards at his gate or nothing. There's people just climbing over the wall, talking to him.
Coming up in 49 minutes after our last break of the day. And we'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, our last break of the day. It's been a good day this Thursday. Don't forget, tomorrow, last day to vote in Georgia for early voting. Regular election is Tuesday, December 6th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Still got work to do today, tomorrow, and Tuesday.
And please,
how could you go in there in the poll and just stamp Herschel? How could you actually do that?
Exactly,
Tom. How could you do that?
How could you bring yourself to do that?
That he said the other day, the story he was telling. Who said that to me today?
What story? Which one? About the vampires?
No, I have it right here. Because here's my close. Okay. I'm going to read something that's a direct quote from Herschel Walker. These are my closing remarks. My closing remarks, all the way up until the election, have been about Herschel Walker. Because I'm just really, the powers that be never cease to amaze me. They are constantly coming up with new ways to show how hateful and devious they really are. And if you don't think they're devious, if you don't think they're hateful, how could anybody who is of intelligence go and find a candidate like Herschel Walker and put him up to represent your party, which he's being accused of nothing that you claim to stand for? That's devious, man. That is devious at its highest level. The part that I hate, though, is that they find this Negro to try to prop up and position himself as an African-American / black. See, those are the two terms I've been operating under. But I prefer the term black. I operate as a black man. I'm very comfortable with that term. You don't have to refer to me as African-American. You call me Steve, just being black, how do you feel? I'm very, very comfortable with that because that's the one I identify with so readily, because you all have taken the American part and made it so difficult to be a part of with your antics like this. Here is, quote unquote, I am reading from Herschel Walker's, a quote that he said at a rally the other day. This is Herschel Walker talking. This is Herschel Walker actually destroyed his argument for a border wall. This is him destroying his argument for a border wall. These are his exact words. And from this moment on, I'm quoting Herschel Walker. A wall do work. When you got a wall around your house, people don't. Yeah, but they can get in. But you know what? If they get in, it would be hard to get out, because I got a dog that, well, my dog really won't bite.
Wow.
Let me pull the audio. Let me give it to you. I didn't know we had the audio. Play the audio for me.
They don't secure this border. They said, how are you going to do that? I said, well, I can do it then. You need to put up a wall. A wall to work. Wall working around your house. When you got a wall around your house, people don't do it. They can get in, but you know what? They get in, it'll be hard to get out, because I got a dog that, well, my dog really won't bite, but he put it bad anyway. But anyway, this is what I want to tell you. What we got to do right now, this is one of the most important elections we can ever have in our lifetime.
Okay. Did you hear him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you hear him?
What is he doing?
It doesn't make any sense, man.
At all.
For the Republican Party, the conservatives, to put this man as a candidate. But then again, if you're devious, it makes all the sense in the world, because we have found and selected just what we needed. Another black face to put up against the previous black face that showed success in the state of Georgia. And now we want to try to divide and conquer by putting an opposing black face. The problem you got is the black face you put up, we know him as a Negro. He is a throwback to what used to be in our time. But they are still there. They're just harder to find now, and especially at that education level. So you have managed to find something that we have so eloquently kept out of the forefront of speaking anywhere around us on our behalf. And you found him, and his name is Herschel Walker. The sad part is there are people who are going to vote for him. The fact that we are in a runoff is ridiculous within itself. Because as a quality person, he's not. As a viable candidate, he's not. As a person you would want to represent the state of Georgia, he's not. And I don't care who you are, black, white, Republican, or Democrat, it doesn't make any damn sense. But you will find a way to deviously make sense of it, because it suits your purpose. And your purpose is to win at all costs and no matter how you do it. Well, we are here to put a stop to this. Early voting ends tomorrow.
Friday,
tomorrow
December
is
2nd.
Early voting. After that is voting. Mm-hmm. I'll be there to vote. Seriously, man.
Yeah. Yep.
This gotcha. Has to end. We are voting for Senator Raphael Warnock, period. We are not. Herschel Walker, go back to Texas where you came from and stop speaking publicly.
Now, you going to vote with your shoes on or your shoes off? Now, which one are you going to do?
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, have a great day. Talk to God today, y'all. He'd love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.